Let's start in Meadowview, a working-class neighborhood in southern Sacramento. Think single-family homes, a lot of concrete, and no grocery stores. Eduardo Marcos is leaning against his car on the edge of the Home Depot parking lot. He's 22, and he doesn't vote.
I honestly just don't feel like it makes much of a difference.
Raymond Lewis feels the same way. He's catching the bus to get to work.
Politicians are for the rich, and they're not for the poor. And black people have been poor since we first got here. So me voting isn't going to make a difference.
It doesn't matter, and my vote doesn't count. We hear a lot of that all the time.
Jesse Reese is a retired sheet metal worker and heads the Meadowview Neighborhood Association. He laments this disinterest in the political system.
That's going to be there, whether you like it or not. So it could turn in your favor, or it could turn not in your favor, depending on who you elect.
Now let's head 1 minute west. Take Meadowview Road over the freeway, and a grassy median divides the lanes of Pocket Road. The Pocket is a neighborhood of parks and trees and monogrammed gates hugged by the Sacramento River. Walter Newport, a retired professor, is walking out of Bel Air Market. He says he always votes.
If something happens in government and I haven't voted, I don't have any right to complain.
Same goes for state worker Stacey Vanina Everson.
If you're taking a big piece of my income, I want to be damn sure that you're going to do something good with it.
This isn't uniform, of course. About 60% of registered voters in the Pocket turned out for the 2014 governor's race. In Meadowview, it was about 45%. Still, here we have another whiter, more affluent neighborhood where more people vote, right next to a lower-income, majority-minority community where people feel disengaged from the process. Why is that?
There's just a lot of cognitive barriers to voting.
Menlo College professor Melissa Mickelson studies what makes people vote. She says voting is a social behavior. We learn to do it from those around us.
And so if you're not from a community where voting is the norm, if you're not from a family where your parents took you to the polling place when you were a little kid, if you haven't gone to college and developed those cognitive skills, then we're really asking a lot of voters.
To fill out the registration form, learn all the candidates and propositions, and show up to the right polling place on the right day. In Meadowview, Mai Yang Vang sees this firsthand. She's Hmong American, from Meadowview, and the first in her family to go to college. That's where she learned to vote. Now she's a community organizer. She remembers one of her first attempts to register voters, and an elder in the community talking to her in Hmong.
So basically what she was saying is like, I'm an elder, and I don't know how to fill out this form, and I'm dumb.
Vang believes most non-voters want to engage, even the people who say it doesn't matter. She says it's a different kind of education.
You just got to make it really personal.
She talks about local community issues.
Do you live in the city? Oh, do you notice trash in your neighborhood? Oh, did you know there's a big vote that's happening at the school district? And your siblings go to the school?
But that kind of individual outreach is mostly done by campaigns, which want the most bang for their buck. So they tend to focus on people who have gone to the polls consistently for four or five elections. That's the Pocket, not Meadowview. So the people who need the most encouragement to vote end up the most neglected. In Sacramento, I'm Ben Bradford.